Well, the U.S. economy added 211,000 jobs in the month of April, according to new data from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate also fell to 4.4%. That's the lowest level in a decade. Joining us for more on what's going on is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, first of all, these numbers were better than we expected and better than last month. Do we know why?
Well, I think last month, the March figures were more of the outlier, and April's numbers are more indicative of the current state of the economy. It's funny, you know, I feel like I turn into a weatherman whenever we talk about the jobs report. But the warmer weather this year caused stronger hiring in January and February, and that in turn stole some of the job growth away from March. So now in April, we're back on track with job growth that is pretty much on trend from what we've seen in the last few years.
And when we look at the unemployment rate at 4.4%, is there much more room for it to keep dropping, or is that, does that feel like full employment?
It's very low. I mean, 3.9% is the lowest the unemployment rate has gotten in the last 47 years. So we're not that far off. But there's actually a possibility that the labor market could continue to improve and the unemployment rate actually stay the same or even go up a little bit. And that's because of the labor force participation rate, actually the percentage of working age people who are working or actively looking for work. And it hit a 40-year low in September. It's improved somewhat since then, but it's still way below its peak in the 90s. There's a lot of debate about why. Demographics, the aging population play some role. But there's also this notion that a lot of people might have just gotten frustrated with their jobs, prospects for jobs, and might start coming back into the labor force as the conditions improve further.
But if you're looking at an unemployment rate of 4.4%, who are the people that still can't get jobs at such a low unemployment rate right now?
Well, I mean, an unemployment rate is never going to go to zero. There will always be some people who recently lost a job and haven't found a suitable replacement job. There's this economic concept known as the natural rate of unemployment, which is theoretically the ideal rate given the state of the economy. There's a lot of debate about what exactly that natural rate is right now. But I think at 4.4%, it's safe to say that we're either there or getting very close.
What about wages? What's happening there?
So wages, average hourly earnings increased about 2.5% year over year. That sounds good, but inflation has really picked up over the last 6 months or so. So if you subtract the headline inflation rate, the CPI, you're looking at only about 0.2% growth in real wages, which is sort of explains why, yes, the unemployment rate's low, the job market appears good, but consumer spending hasn't really picked up the way you would expect it to with the job market so strong.
Yeah, and we're also seeing some troubling numbers when it comes to auto sales. We were just talking the other day about how auto sales numbers have been not very good over the last few months, and the GDP number not so great. So how do you square today's jobs report with all of that?
Well, I think, again, it goes to this weak wage growth as inflation picks up a little bit. Now, with the unemployment rate that low, the thinking is that earnings growth should improve, should pick up from here. But we'll see.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, talking with us about the jobs report from the Labor Department today. The U.S. economy added 211,000 jobs in the month of April. That was more than expected, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.4%. That's the lowest level in a decade. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.